Good morning.
Good morning.
We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You are knowing what you are wanting?
Yes.
Are you enjoying how your desire evolves?
Yes.
Get out. Are you enjoying, except for just you, are you enjoying that your desire continues to evolve just beyond manifestation? And are you enjoying that once a desire is hatched within you, manifestation can occur? Are you enjoying understanding that the hatching of the desire comes first and the manifestation comes once you line up with it? So are you enjoying understanding that there is a logical gap between wanting something and figuring out how to be a vibrational match to it? And therefore, there's a logical gap between wanting something and receiving it in its full, glorious, manifested form. Yes? Do you like realizing that you can be happy about the idea even before it manifests? That's the trick, isn't it? If your unfulfilled desires are still sweetly calling you, then you're fast on their trail. But if your not yet manifested desires are disappointing you, or if you're feeling out of control, or unfulfilled, or unworthy, or just dissatisfied because you want something that has not happened, if you're jealous, because somebody else has it and you don't, or if you're mad at yourself because you've wanted it for so long and you haven't figured out how to pull it off, in your irritation at your unfulfilled desires, you slow them down. Now, you don't prevent them, because when you croak, you'll have all of them. But you won't have them in the manifested form when you croak. You'll have them in the vibrational thought form. And what we're wanting you to understand is the vibrational thought form has the potential of giving you every bit as much satisfaction as the fully manifested form. And when you get that and you care so much about how you feel that you contour your thoughts to make yourself feel good, then they have to come. But the best part is you felt good all the time they weren't there on the way to becoming. We say to our physical friends, just hold the vision of what you want so much that it thrills you. Even conjure a vision that gives you a feeling of excitement so that you are milking the benefit from it long before the manifestation comes. And our friends will say, and so it hasn't come yet, right? And we say, no, it hasn't come yet, but you feel glorious. And they say, yeah, but when's it going to come? And we say, soon, when you feel really good. And they say, yeah, but so all I get in the meantime is feeling good? And we say, yes, you get to feel good in the interim. And they say, well, I don't see the point in that. I don't see the point in being happy about something before it gets there. And we say, then you're holding things in abeyance, aren't you? You're holding things unnecessarily apart, because it is alignment to desire that brings the manifestation of it. You see, you're multifaceted beings, but there are only really two aspects of you that we want to bring your attention to, and that's the non-physical part of you and the physical part of you. And often, in your physical form, you think that you are only the physical part of you, that you left the non-physical part behind when you became physical. In other words, it's dead or alive. It's non-physical or physical. But most humans don't really get it, that you are non-physical energy focused in this physical body, and that some of the energy that is you is both non-physically focused and physically focused. And the non-physical part of you stays always riding the edge of creation. In other words, the non-physical part of you holds itself never-endingly in that vibrational awareness of worthiness, of blessedness, of all things are possibleness. In other words, that non-physical part of you knows who you really are and never blinks for a moment from that knowing. While the physical part of you is out here banging around, knowing what you don't want, knowing what you do want, and that's not a bad thing. That's the way you intended it to be. You knew that you were the leading edge, pioneer, so to speak, of this consciousness that is always in a state of becoming. So you said, I'll go forth into this physical body and I will explore, and automatically, out of knowing what I don't want, I will know more clearly what I do want. And you said that whether you were a genius human or one of your magnificent beasts or a one-cell organism. In other words, all consciousness understands that it has at its basis a non-physical source or soul or spirit or inner being or whatever you're wanting to call it that is actively alive and present while you are focused. This Art of Allowing workshop is structured in order to help you recognize that those two aspects of you exist and to give you processes to help you meld those two aspects, because the fulfillment that you're looking for, the happiness that you're looking for, the living happily ever after that so many are on the quest of, can only happen when you are in vibrational alignment with the whole of you. And that whole of you, that non-physical part of you, is continuing to evolve rapidly because of you. In other words, the day you were born, you were up to speed with who you really are. That non-physical part of you was the dominant and only vibration of you, and that's the energy that was born into you. That's why you knew your value then. Oh, you couldn't talk, you couldn't communicate with the others, and that was really a good thing in terms of your well-being, but you were a vibrational being who right away started, by osmosis, picking up on the vibration of your physical human time-space reality. If your mother was worried, then you knew about that. You could feel the vibrational variance between who you really are and who she was influencing you to be, and so on. And so, as you were born into this physical body, you began to acclimate not only to the language that surrounded you and not only to the spatial aspects that surrounded you, you began to acclimate to the vibrational countenance that surrounded you. And fortunately for you, there was a plethora of variety. In other words, so much for you to choose from. And of course, what was up closest to you automatically influenced you the most, because whatever you give your attention to always causes an activation of vibration within you. Now, here's a part we really want you to hear. So your source energy and a part of that consciousness comes forth into this physical body, and as it does and you begin to explore and you know what you don't want, you send out, so to speak, vibrational rockets of desires. In other words, you can't help but be in an environment observing and knowing from all levels of your being that something could be more comfortable than it is. You just automatically know that. And every time a new level of comfort or a new level of desire is born within you because of your awareness of your environment, the source energy part of you follows that thread of thought and holds steady to it. That's how the evolution of all species occurs. But what that means to you is, you in your human form gave birth to an expanded idea that the source within you took immediately and held never-endedly, which means there could now be, and usually is, a separation, a vibrational separation between who the larger part of you has just become because of what you're living in your human form and you in your human form and what you're allowing yourself to be. In other words, when your life helps you to know you would like more money, the source energy part of you embraces that idea and holds to the concept of that expansion. But when you keep beating the drum of, I really need it because I don't have it, now you've set up a separation, because the source within you is focused upon the having of it while you're focused upon the, I haven't got it yet. So as you beat the drum, I haven't got enough money, 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 I need more money, I need more money, I need more money, I need more money. Even though the larger part of you is over there vibrating in the essence of more money. And by the way, That vibration that precedes all manifestation is not something to scoff at. In other words, just because you can't see it yet with your eyes that are interpreting what's been manifested does not mean that it is not a reality in the process of becoming what you call real, knock on wood, spendable currency. In other words, the idea always comes first. The vibration always precedes the manifestation. A thought has to be thought upon quite a while before it takes form. But you're not new at this business of creating. There has been consciousness in this time-space reality summoning manifestation around itself for longer than you have ever even given the slightest idea. You don't even have figures in time long enough to acknowledge the amount of time that things have been manifesting in this time-space reality. And you are here benefiting from all that has come before. So you have this wonderful platform that you stand on, from which you conjure your new ideas. This business of creating is so well underway. This is the time of greatest expansion in physical form that has ever existed. And you knew that it would be. You knew it was the time of awakening. You knew it was the time when you, if you wanted to, in your human form, could become fully aware of this non-physical part of you, aware of the guidance system within you, and that you could conjure an idea out of the soup that you call the time-space reality that you are involved in. You could give birth to an idea. The idea would be fully received by the non-physical part of you and held in your vibrational escrow, steadily calling you toward it, waiting for you to figure out how to be once and for all a vibrational match to your own dreams. And when you become a vibrational match to your hopes and dreams, to your aspirations, to your desires, to your goals, they come fast, because law of attraction says that they must. But you know why they don't come fast? Because the larger part of you is holding them, and law of attraction is responding to that idea that you have given birth to. But you're, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money. My lover won't come, my lover won't come. My lover doesn't love, my lover doesn't love, my lover doesn't love. My lover ran away, my lover ran away, my lover ran away, my lover ran away. I'm going to kill my lover, I'm going to kill my lover, I'm going to kill my lover. So what happens is you beat the drum of things as you observe them to be, rather than beating the drum as the source within you is beating the drum. In other words, I am not worthy, I am not worthy, I am not worthy. We hear you say it in hundreds of ways in almost every day, while the source within you is always saying, I am truly worthy, I am truly worthy. All good things come to me. And so as you begin to pay attention to the way you feel, you can begin to tune yourself into vibrational alignment, because when you feel negative emotion, it always means the same thing. You're beating a vibrational drum that's different from who you really are. And in doing so, you're causing a tug of war within yourself. That's what negative emotion is. And the reason that we know this so clearly is because we know the power of law of attraction. And we know that law of attraction, which says that which is like to itself is drawn, is responding to every vibrational beating of every drum. Every thought you think is vibrational in nature, and law of attraction is sorting those thoughts out and bringing things that match them to them.